K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University here on this Saturday. Let's keep it. July 18th, 2026. Oh, Eddie's mind still all the way back in January. That's where the K-State men's football team is at. Oh my goodness. Well, anyways, K-State football around the corner, coming soon. If this was January, we'd be a long way from it. But this is July here, and we are less than a month and a half away from kickoff at Bill Starter Family Stadium when Nichols comes to town to Manhattan, Kansas, to kick off officially the Colin Klein era at Kansas State as he debuts his head coaching debut with his alma mater, Kansas State Wildcats. It's the very first time listening to the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Our Eddie's out there in another planet here on the show. But yes, I've talked about the offense plenty, and we will come back to the offense because we're going to go, and this I'm going to try to do this. Yes, try. Try is going to be a word. but we're going to try, and this is not just for football. We're going to go through this fall sports, through these new rosters here, and kind of give you the preview, give you the lowdown. Of course, we'll give you breaking news as well as it breaks, just like the coaching moves, promotions. That episode came out yesterday, so go check that out. We will be coming at you, getting back to our normal schedule here, daily content, all things Kansas State sports. So make sure you, if you have not already, please go ahead. This is the right time to do it right now, because once, because we're already past halfway of July, right? So, hey, that means when we get to August, it's going to be crunch time, and it's we're going to be seeing pads to put football. Well, not literally, but football will be back for fall practice here pretty soon. I don't know what the date that is, and so forth there as well. Soccer is going to get picked up. Preseason is going to be here before we all know it. So this is the right time to subscribe, and feel free to listen to past episodes, recent episodes. This podcast mainly relies heavily on postcasts, but we've been dipping our toe in everywhere. That includes recruiting as well. So definitely we've been stretching out a little bit here on this podcast. So make sure you are subscribed as we approach the 2026-27 athletic calendar year for K-State. The defense, yes. We're just going to take a look back a little bit for a few minutes, obviously, and we're just going to go right down the line here. This defense last year for K-State under Chris Klieman, and this is simplified, right? Gave up a total average over 380 yards per game. Last year's K-State defense, right? A shade under 30 points a game, which honestly, it's college and whatnot, but it's too many. It's too many, and now obviously Colin Klein. You know he's going to be calling the plays on the offensive side of the ball. Jordan Peterson, and we're also going to have to refresh ourselves with this new coaching staff as well. But there are some holdovers, but this is a new, total new staff, for the exception of what comes to my mind right now, Buddy Wyatt over there. So he's still over there, yep, as well. Stanton Weber, who now is a special teams coach there. Out there in Manhattan, Kansas as well. So those are the two names that kind of stands out. You know, Stanton Weber wasn't he even here last year, right? But, and also, you have former players come back as coaches, Klein and Weber in particularly. Because why do I say that? Well, I was a student at K-State when those guys were players. And literally, right, watching the ascension of, and I've said this over and over on the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. I have said this over and over, right? Just being a fan in the stands, and obviously when I did have an opportunity to call football games for the Wildcat 91.9, shout out Wildcat 91.9, a K-State student radio station. We back at it again this fall as well. They continue to evolve as a student radio station, and they're not one of the best in the country when it comes to the covering college athletic sports. Anyways, getting sidetracked again. But anyways, yeah, so it's going to be fascinating to see how it's going to shake out with this new staff. And obviously, I've heard a lot about Jordan Peterson, the energy, everything else like that, right? that he's bringing to the table. And overall, you heard these players talk about Joe Jackson's of the world, Avery Johnson's, Rex Van Wise, Wesley Fair, who got up a lot of playing time last year. And Wesley Fair comes to my mind because he gave up a lot of big, I mean, I know I'm kind of putting him out there as a chopping block already in the season, but to get the nod down there to represent K-State is huge. I honestly did not expect these two on this side, but maybe that's just me. But hey, this kid, if K-State is going to go deep, going to be a contender this year, like I think they are, right, with the schedule laid out, and everything like that, this defense needs to be better. and look at it too deep. I think it's better than I give it credit for. Honestly, with the moves made in the NIL, whatnot, the transfer portal, whatnot, and up front, which we'll get to in the next football episode, unless something pops up on the football side. But yeah, man, you talk about. Let's see what's going on over here. Okay, all right. Yeah. So yeah, I got an extra eye out now. Yeah, definitely extra eye out here in the EG3 confines. But anyways, yes. It's gonna be interesting. Can you take a step up? And I'm not saying just all of a sudden be a shutdown defense. I'm not saying that. But this team needs to be improved in all phases of the game. That means stopping the run. And we saw this team last year get bullied by teams that they really shouldn't be bullied, right? And so I think this change right here defensively, coaches and everything else like that, putting emphasis on energy. This team, obviously, this is football 101. We're going to simplify things here for the rest of the summer, right? You got to stop the run. Stop the run first, right? Rushing yards. 52nd nationally last year in this defense. Course, that was just a shade over 170 yards on the ground. Passing yards, just a shade over 220 yards there, which ranked 97th nationally. These are bad. These are way bad. I thought they were there as well. 26.7 points allowed. That ranks 79th in the FBS, the Pro Project Podcast, All Things Gated Sports. Can this defense take it to the next level? Can it be much improved? I'm not saying they got to be the number one defense in the nation. I'm not saying that. But can they improve? Give Avery Johnson, Joe Jackson, Jerron Tibbs, Isaiah Williams the world, Brandon White to the world. Brandon White's name has been coming up on some of these other K-State podcasts. And we'll talk more about the receivers. I've already shared my opinions about the receivers in the past. If you've been following us for 7 years on this podcast, you know our stance about the receivers. But anyways, but the defense, they need a. You're not obviously the three opponents. The tougher will be tough: TCU, Arizona State, Houston. But give yourself an opportunity, and we see A&M, Texas A&M with Jordan when Colin Klein and Jordan Peterson were there. I think the A&M defense took a couple of steps forward there as well. You have the pieces to do that. Now it's all a matter of we'll just see when we get to the football field and all that. We see this team defense last year give up some crucial big plays down the stretch in some of these games last year. Which and Utah's being one of them. Again, yes, I'm bringing that game back. Yes. Yes, when you had them on the ropes, you didn't shut them down. You didn't shut them down. Defensively, went on there, you gave... that should have been an upset. That should have been an upset there. Let's see. You let Utah get back in the ball game there. On that one, there's... I'm sure there's another couple... Iowa State, obviously. Last year, all the chatter was about Iowa State, Ireland. Oh, yeah, we're going to party it up there and whatnot. I mean, we saw what happened there. As well, big crucial plays down the stretch there to lose that game as well. You get bullied around by a low totem pole team in week two and all that other stuff. So I actually expect if K-State again going to be a contender, be right there in the thick of trying to get back to Arlington for a Big 12 championship hopes, then I think me, I mean, yes, we can look at the offense and whatnot, which we have talked a whole bunch this summer, but I think this defense needs to take a couple of notches forward in that you're missing a key piece, Austin Romaine, who's now on the defending Big 12 champion Texas Red Raiders and all that. That's a big loss itself there on the defense side of the ball. You're one of your leaders over there, and also one of the leaders last year, Desmond Purnell, last year. Led this defense last year with 70. Well, Austin Romaine was hurt last year. Desmond Purnell stepped up, 72 tackles a year ago. Cody Steffelbein had 4.5 sacks, and Daniel Cobbs also isn't on this roster. So Purnell, the graduation/NFL, Romaine gone to the portal with Texas Tech. Steffelbein should be on. I know. You can make fun of me now, K-State Nation. Steffelbein should. I think he graduated as well. I gotta double check on that. It's been a minute since we talked defense here on this Wildcat podcast. And Daniel Cobbs, I know for a fact, hit the transfer portal because we did an episode about that several months ago when he did decide to go to the portal there as one. I think he stayed in the Big 12 for that matter. But you still got guys, obviously. Now the defensive line looks revamped big time. So there's just no, you have some outside rushers over there with upside. And I expect them to cause havoc. You got to win games up front. I think I said this last year on the show. You got to win game again. Football 101. Offensively, you got to have a good offensive line, which I have little questions about that. Defensive line here, I think. This sets up well defensively for them. You guys set a tone up front. It always, if you don't have a good offensive line or defensive line, then you're going to not be successful in college football. And that's what this team, this defensive line, we're going to start right there with them. Obviously, what comes to my mind, obviously, the transfers. Gregory and Hill in the portal. There as well. Don't forget about the tackles there as well. Yeah, we will go through all this fine tooth and comb with these rosters and try to get ourselves familiar with these names as we're going to enter the battle here in a month and a half on this podcast as we about to kick things off out there at Bill Snyder Family Stadium for another season of Kansas State football. But yeah, overall, I think you're going to be a contender. You're going to be right there in the mix. The defense is going to have to take a couple notches forward. This is bottom line. I like
the change, obviously, and all that.
Now I can't remember the former DC name who's now gone over to Baylor. Who was that? I can't remember who was DC last year. That is going to bother me for the rest of this podcast. There as well. Joe Kleineman. There we go. Joe Kleineman. I knew it would come up soon or later. Joe Kleineman, the DC from last year, really improved this defense. And now, okay, so you have this defense improved. Now can you, like I said, with the soccer team, women's soccer team, now can you take it to the next level and be a stronger defense? That's all I want. I'm not asking for it to be elite defense. I ain't asking that. All I'm asking is improvement, stop the run, force these quarterbacks to throw the football, and it's very simple. It's simple one-on-one stuff, and all of us have watched football, whether it's K-State football, Chiefs football, whatever that is, even the fan, even the simple fan would tell you that, right? You gotta stop the run, force the other opponents to be one-dimensional. It just makes those Wendell Gregory, the Wendell Gregories of the world, tee off, right? I'm really excited about those guys up front, and they have to set the tone for the season. So, these numbers don't sound very good at all. So hopefully, this season, you have to stop opponents to win games, period. You have to, and obviously offense, you have to outscore the other opponent. That's evident. And again, you have a veteran quarterback in this league, in Avery Johnson. You got that, right? So, and interesting enough, I got my thoughts on it. And we've heard lately off the podcast that Colin Klein went back. And he played under Bill Snyder, right? The famous K-State coach that everybody should know, right? He pulled something out of the hat there himself. He instituted, this is what I've seen. This is what I've read. And we'll go over that in another episode at some point. But he reinstituted the Bill Snyder summer of practices. Oh, we know those too well. Hey, I'm not a former football player, but I've heard. I was a student at K-State when Bill Snyder came around for his quote unquote 2.0 season, right? Seasons, right? So, Colin Klein, and he said if it would jump, really, honestly, that hey, we want to build toughness, bring back the toughness, bring back the physicality, and that's what this team needs. Step it up a notch on both sides, and this defense needs. Hey, if K-State's going to go places, I honestly believe this defense needs to be a big hand in that, because the schedule again sets up well for them. They just got to go out and play. Play loose, have some fun. Let's see what we can do. So, again, we're going to go through, again, the D-line, linebackers, corners, and all that. Obviously, and of course, we'll go back to the quarterbacks and whatnot. If any, obviously, news comes out, obviously, we'll cover it here on the show as well. We're going to revisit the entire coaching staff. No, we're not going to. I'm not going to dive into bios and whatnot. We did that already. So those are up a while back on the feed. Yeah, so this is the Pro Project Podcast. All of these K-State sports. Eddie Greer here about to wrap this overall defense of episode for K-State football. So, yeah, I'm anxious to see what's going to happen because, again, they have they got an opportunity. And maybe just, you know, looking at it, trying to familiarize myself with this roster, again, with this coaching staff as well, they have an opportunity to do something here, bring back the excitement, well, obviously, because, hey, look, 6-6 is unacceptable. that's not going to fly. And especially, I'll be stunned. Again, the high season, obviously, those wins that I'm hearing, and I said it on this podcast as well, is 10. The floor at least 8, right? Even that would be successful. But I think this team, obviously, Colin Klein, this staff, obviously, this fan base, we want more than that. So I think for me personally, on this show, because this is my podcast, K-State podcast, the defense is going to have to shoulder load this season. And I'm not from this aspect where, you know, hey, we got new players on offense, because we don't. We have veteran people at key spots back, like I have said all summer on the show. And y'all know who those names are, right? So, but the defense, I mean, they got some new names. Everybody's got new names at different places. But I think, hey, look, if K-State's going to make an impact in the Big 12, this defense is going to have to take a couple of steps forward. Couple of notches forward anyways, by the way. It's what in the world is going on in this baseball game. So again, well, a lot more chatter to discuss as we get closer. We get this much closer to football in Manhattan, Kansas there, as we are just inching this much closer to kickoff. Under lights, stripe out game, 6:00, Nichols, K-State, to kick off the Colin Klein era. Coming up here pretty quickly. So there's that. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all things kids sports, you can get it. We're a podcast on Rainbow Daily Orientation, of course. K-State content. iTunes, Spotify, you know what it is. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. We don't talk about just football and men's basketball. We share the load. Women's basketball, women's sports, volleyball, soccer, and all coming up as well. We will be dipping our toes all over the place here in the next month and a half and change, and so forth, as we get ready for the seasons here to start, fall season to start anyways, by the way, so a lot of excitement about that as well, and we're going to be here for all of it, here on this show, so you want to keep up with the latest on K-State sports, this is a podcast for you, the K-State fan, make sure you add this podcast to your collection of K-State podcasts. We are proud to be a part of the Kansas State family of podcasts, so much good content out there. And you're going to be seeing a lot of episodes being pointed out here. We're seeing previews and all that from within all the podcasts. So you want to make sure you add ours to your collection as well. We get ready for a huge season with Colin Klein back at Kansas State as the new head coach. His first debut year with his alma mater, Kansas State Wildcats. And, of course, they're, again, they're coming off this coaching staff. Colin Klein, I mentioned he, Avery Johnson, Joe Jackson, Wesley Fair, Wex Van Wee. They're all coming off of media days a couple weeks ago. So, again, we are definitely excited and anxious to get this season rolling. And, another reminder, I've done this in the past, and we're going to do it again. Reaction after every it's basically what I said in this episode, right? So this podcast is heavy on reactions after every K-State athletic event. Doesn't matter whether it's soccer, women's basketball, you get the drill, track and we did track and field a lot, for good reason as well, right? Bringing them in because of the success as well. So, after every K-State football game, you're gonna get a reaction from me, obviously. And then, of course, pregame as well ahead of each and every game. As well, definitely pumped up for the 2026 season for football at Kansas State. And make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Yep, that means also, I'm pretty sure there's going to be new transfer students and new freshmen at Mahan, Kansas. Definitely pass along the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State athletics. Alexander out there in Seattle, California. It's Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all as always, Kansas State Nation. This has been another football episode and plenty more to come, Lord willing, on this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports with cats.